Dowse is here with the sports news.
Yeah, good morning. Great win for the Irish women's hockey team last night. They beat Korea 2-0 in Santiago in the FIH Cup. That's three wins from three in the group now, and Ireland advanced to Saturday's semi-final. Sarah Torrens and Michaela Power scored the Irish goals. In soccer, Leicester City's problems at the bottom end of the Premier League table deepened. They lost 2-0 at West Ham. Back-to-back wins for the Hammers after beating Arsenal at the weekend. But in contrast, Van Nistelrooy, the Leicester City manager, has only picked up 7 points in 14 games in charge with Leicester. Well, tonight's League of Ireland Premier Division action features a real eye-catching game. The champions Shelburne host Shamrock Rovers at Talca Park. Rovers' game last weekend, of course, was called off. So if Shelburne were to win tonight, they could open up a 9-point lead on the Tallaside. Tonight's other games are Cork City against Bohemians, Derry versus Waterford, Drogheda United versus Galway, and St Patrick's Athletic versus Sligo Rovers. We'll be looking ahead to these games later in the programme, but let's hear now from Cork City striker Shawnee Maguire how he feels about Bohemians, and first, his reaction to last week's game at Shamrock Rovers called off at the last moment.
Everyone's hugged off, boots on, and then half an hour before the game you're told that the game's been called off. Obviously frustrated for us because it's a weekend wasted, you know, preparing for such a big game and then being told literally last second that the game is off. To be fair, when we walked out, the pitch looked pretty bad, but I was told that the pitch was the same 11 o'clock that day, so it could have been dealt with hours before. And then in terms of the supporters then as well, travelling the numbers, spending their good hard money travelling up, buying tickets, you know, expenses, food, stuff like that, like, and the game to be called off so soon before kickoff was very frustrating. We've had a look at like the sort of weaknesses and obviously their strengths, but obviously they've got Rennie and Stevie O'Donnell up there, so they'll be very tactically aware, and they've got some really nice players, especially in the middle of the park. I think it'll be more down to what we can do on the pitch come Friday night.
Yeah, that's one of the many big games tonight. We'll look ahead to them later, as I said. At the top of the First Division, two unbeaten sides meet in Tralee when Kerry host Dundalk. Now to rugby, and yesterday we had the resignation, or not the resignation, but the retirement. It's a bit of a difference of three Irish greats, Peter O'Mahony.
Legends.
Yeah, Keane, and of course Conor Murray. And Michael Corcoran has been talking to the scrum half Conor Murray about his decision to retire.
It takes a while to make that decision, doesn't it? Like, it's such a cool thing to be involved in for so long, but it's a decision that's been being made over quite some time, and you're always wondering when the right time to step away is. You know, body wise I feel great and feel like I play at a high standard, but it's just feels right. You know, it just feels like it's the right time to step away, and stepping away with such fond memories, you know, I can step away knowing that I gave my all. I've also been very lucky to be around this long in the Irish setup, and I've had some incredible times with this group, and it'll be emotional walking away, but it's also filled with joy in terms of, you know, the memories that I've made. I've had way more highs and lows in an Irish jersey, and been very fortunate to do that. So it's just feels like the right time. It's very hard to explain it to people, but it just feels you know, speaking to a few lads who have retired, you just know when it's you know, you could stay and play, and you know, maybe that's a little bit too long, but this feels right.
I know you're tremendously proud of where you've come from in terms of down in Munster, and the fact you've played a worn a Munster jersey of various different colours over the years. You're saying goodbye to Munster, but you're not saying goodbye in the sense that there's another exciting chapter blank at the moment for you ahead.
Exactly, yeah. There's, you know, hopefully something down the line, and you know, for me and my family to enjoy and go away and experience something new for a year. But yeah, you're saying goodbye to your home province too, and that'll be emotional. Again, something I'm really proud that I've done. I've played for my home province where I grew up, a place I dreamt of playing for. You know, my first rugby heroes were in Thomond Park when I got to go when I was a young fella, and I got to do that. And then you do it for so long, sometimes you nearly forget how special it is. And, you know, that's when you start looking back now and with a sense of pride and gratitude that you got to experience that with your mates from home, you know, the players that have come into Munster, and you've gotten to know them and been really lucky to play with some greats down there as well. So yeah, it'll be a long goodbye, but very grateful for what I've been able to do.
Yes, Conor Murray, quite a career, wasn't it? No Six Nations rugby this weekend, so it's a chance for the provinces to shine in the URC. All four Irish teams at home this weekend. Munster are first in action. Tonight they play Edinburgh in Cork, the league leaders. Leinster play Cardiff tomorrow in Gaelic Games. Big boost for All-Ireland football champions Armagh with news that Rian O'Neill has returned to the panel after missing their first four league games. He took an extended break at the start of the season. In contrast, a huge blow for Clare Hurlers. The Hurler of the Year last year, Shane O'Donnell, ruled out for the remainder of this year's campaign after having surgery on a shoulder injury. In golf, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power in action in Florida in the Cognizant Cup. But the star of the show, Jake Knapp, he shot a fantastic round of 12 under par 59. In PGA history, only 14 other players have ever shot below 60. Shane Lowry is 5 under par. He's tied 16th. Seamus Power, 2 under. In the HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore, Leona Maguire, 1 over par for her second round, 4 over for the tournament, 11 off the lead. In darts, the world number one Luke Humphreys got his first Premier League win over Luke Littler with a 6-4 victory in the final on night 4 in Exeter. And racing this afternoon is in Dundalk.
Des, that's Des Castle, Cahill with the sports news.